Have you been trying to get a self-storage loan today? Have you been trying to refinance? Really doesn't matter what bank you're going to, or whether it's an SBA lender or a CMBS loan or a life company. Odds are it's a little challenging for you. Let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy is hosting a live virtual online self-storage boot camp. This is the premier training that I offer. It's March 8th and 9th, 2024, if you're seeing this in the first quarter of 2024. And you can find out more information about it at a link below, show notes on the podcast, or a link in the blog at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, episode 409. The Self-Storage Bootcamp is designed to take you from wherever you are today, in today's reality, all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. We use the four-phase strategy that I've been using and teaching and have used successfully to grow two brands over the last decade. Today, let's talk about banks and why it's so difficult today, or it seems so difficult, to get a loan. If you recall, in the last episode, we were talking about successfully negotiating a storage transaction with the seller. And part of what I've learned to do that has supported me and helped me a lot is to really get on the other side of the table and see how the seller relates to his business, his storage business, what's motivating them to sell, and really kind of see how the world occurs for that person. That way, I can find out what's important to them, and I can speak to that. Well, your lenders literally give you the largest part, usually, of the capital needed to do a transaction. It's literally the same thing with them. So let's talk about when you walk in or you call a banker on the phone to start talking to them. And mostly I'm going to focus on, you know, local banks. That's where the majority of us get our financing. A lot of times we use SBA. I'm finding the same thing there. But it's also the same with life companies and CMBS loans. But for today's purposes, let's just assume it's a local bank. So when you walk into that office in that bank or you call that lender up, let's create some context of what you're speaking into and what might be going on over there. Now, right now, it's a scary, challenging time for banks if they do a lot of commercial lending. Moody's reported that in 2023, of all the office loans that were coming due, and that means the 10-year CMBS loans and usually the 5-year short-term notes on it, the banks hold on their balance sheets where they're lending on office buildings, they found that 69% of the office loans rolling in 2023 haven't been paid, and those loans are still in place. And those can show up to regulators and show up on the balance sheets as troubled assets. It's estimated that in the office sector in 2024, 76% of office loans have a very high risk of being problem loans that are rolling in 2024. Now, you may say, well, that's office. I'm in self-storage. Well, let's take a look at what could be going on in the, even in the self-storage space. But remember, these commercial lenders loan on not just self-storage, office, retail, and apartments. And the scenario I'm going to share could equally happen with all of them, even with self-storage. Let's say you're applying for a loan at a local bank. And let's say that that bank made a lot of loans in 2016, 17, and 18. Those loans are kind of rolling due now. So let's take a typical scenario that a local bank might lend on in the self-storage space in those years. Let's say a person like you was doing a expansion or conversion, and they had a pro forma similar to what we teach in the boot camp, and it showed the lender that it's going to take a couple years to do the value add play, get it leased up, but when it's leased up, the NOI would be $250,000. The bank loans 75% on $5 million. Why $5 million? Well, because $250,000 NOI at 5%, $5 million value, and it would probably cost that in 2016, 2017, 75% of that $5 million to buy and do the value add play. And they did it, and they hit the 250. Now, in the next 2 to 3 years, let's say they got the NOI up to 280,000, and now it's 2024, and it's time to refinance. Yes, they thought the NOI would be a little higher, but 280,000 NOI is a 10.69% increase over the $250,000 NOI. Now, this hasn't happened to us simply because when we were running our pro formas, we always used kind of high cap rates on the reversion side, but many people didn't. I've seen a lot of those, primarily funds. Many fund managers were using 5 and 6 cap for future values. But let's say in this case, it's time to refinance. You got a $280,000 NOI. You've never missed a payment, and you're trying to refinance and put a 75% loan on there. So the banker takes the information, gets your records, calls you back, and says, we can do it, but you got to bring at least $205,000 to the closing table. That owner doesn't have $205,000 that he can bring to the closing table. So what does he do? He starts searching around at other banks. Same kind of situation. Let's dive a little deeper into it. You see, cap rates today, let's say the bank is using a 7 cap rate. A 7 cap rate on a $280,000 NOI is what? Around $4 million. 75% loan on $4 million is $3 million. The only problem is to pay your current loan off, you've got to come up with $3,204,618. You had interest only the first couple of years, and you've amortized it 2 to 3 years. That's what you owe. In reality, you're probably going to have to bring more than the 205 because your debt coverage ratio, because of the higher interest rates, is going to be higher. So the banks are going to require you to put more cash in it so you hit the 1.2 or 1.25 debt coverage ratio. Now, let's say you're applying at a local bank, and let's say the bank has four of these kind of loans. Owner never missed a payment. But the owner's upside down right now. They haven't paid the note off. Regulators are kind of reviewing their loan portfolio every quarter. And it's not that the bank won't loan you money, but by gosh, they're going to make dang sure that this loan isn't going to show up like that. So they're requiring more money down, higher interest rates. This is what you're speaking into when you call up and say, I've got a great self-storage project. Now, one thing, just be aware of it. Now, a couple things that you could possibly do is, one, as you're presenting your loan, I never do it on the phone if I can help it. I always meet in person or set a Zoom call up. We're looking at, you know, the pro forma. I go through a loan request for loan proposal. And as I'm going through it, I may or may not say these words, but what I'm demonstrating and showing is, this is this deal. We've got covered the downsides that could possibly turn this loan into like the loan we just talked about, for example, using higher reversion cap rates than 6, using 7, 8, 8.5 reversion cap rates in your performance. And the whole game is, as you're going through your loan request, you're showing that lender that this isn't going to be one of those loans that they're dealing with right now. That can help. That ain't going to guarantee anything. Another thing I've seen people do that is kind of exciting is ask if that bank has taken back any real estate. Believe me, banks don't want to own real estate. And if you can buy from them a bank-owned asset that they don't want, you're in a much stronger negotiating position on your request for your self-storage loan. Now, if you're buying one of those assets, yes, you may have to do, you're doing another deal, you may have to do another syndication or however you do deals, but typically they took the asset back and they've got it at book value on their balance sheet for what the original loan was, not what the original value was. And then you can very often get a 75-80% loan against the original loan value. And I've seen a number of these deals work, and I've seen a number of people do them. And if you can solve a problem that your lender's having, they could very well turn around and solve a problem you have. This is a great strategy when banks are challenged. I've seen it a number of times work. So just be aware when you call your friendly lender what could be going on with them. I'm sure there's not a bank that has a loan on commercial real estate assets that isn't dealing with this in some form or shape in one way or another. Present your deal in a way that shows you understand that and you understand what the risks are for that bank loaning you well beyond just you not paying them back. Let them know you understand what's going on and what's important to them. Run sensitivity analysis. If possible, do a little research on the bank and see what their loan exposure could be in the commercial world. Just like with sellers, try to create a real win-win scenario with that bank. You'll be able to take advantage of the current cycle that we're in and really grow your portfolio and your net worth. Every place in the real estate cycle has opportunity to benefit. Let's take advantage of where we are right now and create win-win scenarios with all the people that are involved in our world of self-storage. And you'll do great in this fantastic business of self-storage. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week. And when I present our loan proposal, and I'm going through the numbers and our strategy, this proposed self-storage opportunity, usually we have reports from the Storage World Analyzer in that request for loan proposal. Creates fantastic reports, very detailed. And if you're using Excel, great. I use Excel a lot too. But look at the Storage World Analyzer. That can really support you and help you stand out and above the crowd as you're talking to your lenders. You can find out more about it at storageworldanalyzer.com, or if you're on creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com, hit the Storage World Analyzer tab. Thank you, and I look forward to being with you next week.